Now, Father, we lift up marriages to you on today, God. I pray, God, for the marriages. I come against the spirit of divorce, God, that's rising up against our marriages in the body of Christ. I pray for that husband on today, God, for your word declared for husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for a ransom, God. I'm praying for that husband, God, that's trying to decide to walk away from this marriage, God, but I pray for peace in his heart, God. I pray for peace in his soul, God. I pray that you're turning his captivity on today, God. I pray, God, that he will not be caught up in pornography, God, or extramarital affairs, God. I come against adultery, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. I come against the lust of the eyes in the name of Jesus. That's rising up on the inside of him. That's trying to distract him from his purpose, God. But you called that husband to be the priest of the home, God. So we're praying, God, that he take his position, God. I pray that you'll anoint his right ear, that he would hear, and every other voice will be silent, and the voice of a stranger he will not follow. I pray that you will anoint his right thumb, God, that he will have a firm grip and he will hold fast to his profession of faith, for you're faithful who promised. I pray that you will anoint his right great toe, God. I pray that he will walk wisely, God, and he will walk circumspectly, God, for you said that the steps of a good man have been ordered by you, for you delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he should not utterly be cast down, because you uphold him in your mighty hand, God. So I'm praying for that husband on today, God. I pray that he will not have a spirit of murder or suicide. I come against domestic violence, God. I come against manipulating spirits and controlling spirits. I come against the things that the enemy, God, is pulling on the outside, God, that's trying to overwhelm him. I bind up depression and oppression in his life, God. I come against every affliction, God, because these light afflictions are but for a moment. They're working for a far more exceeded eternal weight of glory, God. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them from them all, God. So we pray for deliverance in this husband's life on today, God. We're praying for healing of his emotions on today, God. We're praying for healing in his mind, God. We're praying for healing all around, God. We pray, God, that he will be that faithful man, God. You said, who can find a faithful man, God? I pray for faithfulness in his life, God. I'm praying for integrity in his life, God. I'm praying for obedience and submission in his life, God. I'm praying, God, that you would continue to use him, God, as the priest of his home, God. I pray, God, that he will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that these enemies he see today, again he shall see no more, God. Just as Pharaoh drowned in the Red Sea, God, I declare that on today, God, those things that's rising up in that husband's life, God, would drown in the Red Sea, God. Doubt would drown, bitterness would drown, anger would drown, fear would drown, God. All of those things that's rising up against him and his marriage, God, will have no dominion over him in the name of Jesus, God. So we just thank you, God, that you're doing a great work inside of that husband on today, God. We pray, God, that you're removing all of those things, God, that has been a hindrance to him and his marriage and his destiny and his purpose, God. We pray, God, that the spirit of Daniel will rest upon him, God, that he will be disciplined in prayer, fasting, and supplication, and the word of God. We're praying that he will be like Moses, God, because Moses was the meekest man during his day, God. So I'm praying for meekness in that husband's life on today, God. I pray that he will be like Isaiah, God, that he would have discernment, God, that he would have insight, God, that he would have vision, God, that he will be able to see, God, that he will have 20/20 vision in the spirit, God, because Isaiah was an eagle prophet, God. So I'm praying on today that that husband would have an eagle eye like never before, God. I pray that he would be like the sons of Issachar, God, discerning and knowing the times that he's in, God, that he's not ignorant to the devices of Satan, but he's able to recognize that the enemy does not have dominion over him. I pray that he casts his cares upon you, God, for you careth for him, God. I pray that he will be like Ezekiel, God, that he will prophesy over his marriage, God. He will prophesy over his wife, God. He will prophesy over his children, God. I pray, God, that every dry situation, God, in his marriage, God, will be no longer there, God. I pray, God, that you would allow him, God, to speak over that situation, God, and that those situations and circumstances will change, God. I pray, God, that he will be like Jeremiah, God, because the word of God is like fire shut up in his bones, God. So I pray, God, for his prayer life. I pray for his spiritual walk, God. I pray, God, for rhema word on the inside of him, God. I pray, God, that you would give him witty ideas. ideas and inventions, God. I pray, God, that he will pull on the horns of the altar, God. And I pray, God, that he will birth out all those things, God, that you destined from the foundations of this world, God. I pray, God, that he will walk circumspectly before you, God, that wherever the soles of his feet tread, God, you're giving him the land, God. I pray that he will be like Joshua, God, that he will meditate on the word day and night, God. You said, then you'll make his way prosperous, God, and then shall he have good success, God. So I'm praying for success for that husband right now in the name of Jesus. Now I lift up his wife, God. I lift up his rib, God, the one that you declared to walk alongside of him, God. For you told the wife to submit to her husband as he submit unto Christ, God. I pray that she would be like that woman of Proverbs, God. It said that a wise woman builded her house, but the foolish plucked it down with her hands, God. So I'm praying for wisdom for that wife, God. I pray that she will not be that brawling and conscientious woman, God, that the Bible declared, God. But I pray, God, that she would have a meek and quiet spirit, God. You said, and quietness and confidence shall be her strength, God. So I pray that you strengthen her on today, God. You said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary, and they shall walk and not faint, God. So I pray that on today, God, that wife would build, God. That wife will restore, God. That wife will be that woman, God, that continuously, God, that the heart of her husband so do trust safely in her that he have no need of spoil. She will do him good all the days of her life and not evil, God. Beauty is vain and favor is deceitful, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised, God. So we pray, God, that on today, God, that that wife will be praised, God, because she fears you, God. We pray, God, that they will be synchronized, God, and syncopated, God. We pray that they will stay on one accord like never before. We come against division, God. We come against strife, God. We come against adultery, God. We come against fear, God. We come against all of those outside forces, God, that's rising up in that home, God, that's trying to cause deficit and lack, God. But I stand as Ezekiel, God. I prophesy to the winds, God. I prophesy to the four winds, God. And I've declared that there's a shaking, God. There's a moving, God. There's a stirring up in that marriage, God. Oh, God, that you're turning again their captivity, God. You're turning situations and circumstances around, God. Oh, God, you're doing a great work in that wife, God. You said a sanctified wife makes a sanctified husband, God. I pray that she would not be that silly woman, God, laden with burdens and all diverse types of lust, God. But I pray, God, that she would be a woman, God, after your own heart, God. I pray, God, that she would continuously, God, stand on your word, God. You said Jesus increased in stature and in wisdom with favor with God and man. So I'm praying that that wife would increase in wisdom on today, God. I pray that you would continuously, God, allow her to know that the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich and you add of no sorrow with it, God. I pray that she would be like Deborah, God, because Deborah sung praises unto you, God, and she worshiped you and she prophesied, God. I pray that she would be like Ruth, God, that she will pull on the horns of the altar, God, and she will lay at the threshing floor, God, and she will begin to pray like never before, God. I pray, God, that she would be like Esther, God, for you have extended the scepter in her life, God, for you have prepared her for the kingdom for such a time as this, God. So we pray on today, God, for that wife, God, that she would be like Sarah, God, a mother of many nations, God. I pray, God, that nations are in her womb, God. We pray, God, that victory is in her womb, God. We pray that healing is on the inside of her, God, like never before, God. We pray that her tongue will be the pen of a ready writer, God, for your word declared that death and life is in the power of the tongue, God. So I pray that on today, God, that she will begin to speak life over her marriage, God, for the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you come that they may have life and that more abundantly, God. So I pray for abundance in that marriage, God. I pray for abundance in that home, God. And I pull down the strongholds, God. I pull down the generational curses, God. I pull down the divisive acts of the enemy. I pull down domestic violence, God. I pull down suicide, God. I pull down homicides, God. I pull down murder, God, that's rising up in our homes, God. And we thank you for peace, God. Oh, God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, God. And we thank you for divine unity in that marriage, God. We glorify you for what you're doing in the homes, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that this marriage, God, is for glory on today, God. Oh, God, the enemy meant it for evil, God, but you meant it to save much people alive this day, God. We're praying, God, that this marriage is not unto death, God, but it's for the glory of God. So we pray that on today, God, that you would get glory in this marriage, God. We pray that you would use that husband, God, to minister to other men, God. That you would use this wife, God, to minister to other women, God. That they will see, God, what a glorious marriage is, God, like never before, God. And we thank you that no weapon that the enemy forms against this household shall prosper, and every tongue that has risen up against them in judgment is condemned. So we just thank you on today for wholesome marriages, God. And I decree it in this atmosphere, and it is so by the blood of Jesus. Amen.